help Catholic Radio at the same time. The website can be found at AveMariaRadio.net.
This is full-time Catholic Radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit.
Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
And it's a Friday morning, July 31st, 2015. Good to be with you on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Coming up this morning, we're going to shift gears a little bit for some breaking news. Janet Miranda will be joining us a little bit early. Normally, she joins us at 39 minutes past the hour. This time, I'm going to have her on about 20 minutes early because I know you want to respond to what we'll be discussing. And the Silent No More Awareness Campaign has been working very hard since the Center for Medical Progress has been releasing the undercover videos about Planned Parenthood and some of the problematic things that they've discovered and are hoping for an investigation at this point. Nothing yet in terms of the White House. Congress is calling for an investigation as well and legislation. But in the meantime, something that we've addressed on this show is something that Silent No More has been trying to address behind the scenes. We've been talking the last couple of weeks, and this came up with Catherine Adair earlier, who had her abortion at a Planned Parenthood facility and also then worked there before she had a complete turnaround and recommitted her life to Christ and the church, and now is a part of Silent No More as well, is the fallout that this is having in terms of post-abortive women and men who haven't gone through healing, which is one area. And then secondly, Janet has been reaching out, and the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, to their regional coordinators around the country, talking to women and men about what these videos, which in many cases, of course, are very graphic, what impact is this having on them? And it's huge. As a matter of fact, I have in my hands 17 pages worth of quotes that Janet sent me this morning. So they've been very busy talking to the women that they know who had abortions at a Planned Parenthood facility. All we're hearing about right now, surprise, surprise, from particular members of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House, and of course the White House, is that Planned Parenthood is this amazingly helpful organization. They do such wonderful work, and heavens to Betsy that we, you know, call them on the carpet for anything. And the White House has come out, and we'll have that story in a second, said we're not going to support any type of investigation or legislation to defund Planned Parenthood. However, elsewhere in the U.S. government, big investigation, they're asking all these questions about this dentist who shot the lion over in Zimbabwe. But these testimonies are extremely powerful, and Janet called me very early this morning to talk about this. So I thought we'd bring her on early. We could share some of these quotes. And after we talk with Annie, we're also going to share, instead of doing the news, share just a little bit of the video. Fourth video right after we got off the air yesterday was released. And this is a continuation of video number three, undercover video number three, where they have another doctor, another top medical official from Planned Parenthood in a major facility in Colorado, talking about the pricing, talking about the importance of the body parts of aborted babies being intact. In this latest video, she's allegedly talking about, and you'll hear it, how everybody has to have their story straight. Well, if they're just donating quote-unquote fetal tissue and it's all on the up and up, what do you got to worry about your company lingo for? All right. So we're going to talk about that in the first segment, which is normally our news, and then we'll bring Janet on and we'll have some of the testimonies. I really think it's important for you to hear what women are saying about how they were treated and why they believe, especially now, that Planned Parenthood should no longer get between $500 and $600 million of our tax dollars every year. All right, let's check in with Annie. I think we have Annie on the phone with us. And, of course, Annie Mitchell is the news director for the Sunrise Morning Show, also guest hosting for Matt Swain from time to time, including most recently. Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Hey, T. I have just been reeling from that video yesterday. I saw it yesterday afternoon, and You know, I told our listeners this on the Sunrise Morning Show, too, that I have come to a point, because I force myself to watch these things so that other people don't have to, so that I can talk about it,
right,
you know, intellectually and be able to give people the information, because they can't stomach to watch this, and I totally, totally get that, right? So I have become largely, what's the word? I can take it, I guess, when I see these things. I mean, it's gut-wrenching and hard, but I have been able to watch them. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, for the first time in a long time, I teared up watching that video. Mm-hmm. And when the doctor, what is her name, Dr. Ginde?
Yeah.
Ginde,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And when she takes them into that little lab facility that they have and starts
right.
going through, and the very beginning of that scene put me to tears. And what I kept thinking was, okay, let's just say that you're okay with what Planned Parenthood is doing, and let's say that you're going to go ahead and just believe against all evidence that has been put forward that they're merely donating this for research, that this is, you know, some really great thing that they're doing. The way that they treat the remains of these murdered human beings
mm-hmm.
is inhumane. The child has dignity. I don't care if you think that this child is, you know, subject to a mother's decision to end his life. And, of course, we know that that baby was a little boy. She exclaims so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's a boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Five
oh, yeah.
stars. Here's at one point, they said, someone on the video said, oh, five stars, because it's like, ooh, look at all the intact parts we can sell. I mean, I hate to be gross,
you know,
but...
If you saw a video of this and it was at a morgue and it was somebody who had been murdered on the street and this was how they were treating the body there, you would be under indictment.
Right.
Because this is gross abuse of a corpse
mm-hmm.
is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody's just looking the other way. The Obama administration thinks this is fraudulent video.
Right. Yeah.
How could it be fraudulent?
Did someone actually take the words and put them in their mouths? Did they dub them?
Exactly. Was it dubbed it over?
Yeah.
I've been watching Jeopardy this week, and they've been dubbing over Alex Trebek's voice because he had, like, some really severe cold during the week that they've taped these episodes. You can tell when something has been dubbed.
Yes, you can tell. Yeah. You and I know enough about broadcasting and editing to know when something is, and we used to call it splicing, which isn't the case anymore
mm-hmm.
because it's a whole different mechanism. But you know what I mean in terms of actually
right.
trying to rearrange and do a hatchet job or something. Did they shorten the videos that they sent out with the press releases? Yes, but they
sure.
have the transcript, they have the entire video, and you can't. This is the doctor saying these things. This is the doctor actually saying about the price and talking about and negotiating and these other doctors showing up for lunch and they're looking the other way.
Looking the other way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's, I find myself, the first two videos I was bawling. Now I'm just, I have such an unrighteous anger in me that I can't even tell you. I just am like, it just makes me so mad. I told my husband last night, mm-hmm. I told Deacon Dom, I can't think about anything else. This has been consuming me. And he says, hon.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it aside so you can at least rest. But it's like I'm so consumed with this because of the evil and the blindness. And then the fact that we have another area of our government, Annie, that is now actually going to say they're going to try to go after this doctor and ask him all kinds of questions who shot this lion over
mm-hmm.
over in Zimbabwe. Okay, I think it was awful.
Please.
Right. Okay, I love animals. I do. And I think lions are beautiful creatures. But let's compare here. What are we talking about?
Exactly. Exactly. And there were tweets and blog posts all over the fact, all over that point. Like, oh, we care so much about this lion, and yet we're just going to look the other way on this. You know, we had John Smirak on the show today, and he wrote a piece comparing, you know, we've heard the comparisons of abortion to the horrors of the Holocaust. And
right.
John kind of extended that analogy a little bit, and in his piece was talking about how his dad served under General Patton in World War II, and when General Patton was so outraged when he saw the horrors that went on in the concentration camps, And what did he do? He wanted to just wipe out the entire town that was surrounding this this concentration camp, the people who ignored it the whole time and looked the other way. What he did, he marched them right through that camp, and that was their punishment that he brought out on them. And John was comparing that to today, that these videos are like marching the American people
through
the horrors of the abortion facility. And, you know, people are wincing. And, you know, actually, I was honored to MC one of the Women Betrayed rallies, the one that happened here in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And there were nearly 500 people outside the Planned Parenthood in Cincinnati. And Planned Parenthood actually at ours, I don't know if this happened at other rallies around the country on Tuesday, but at our Planned Parenthood, there were probably about 60 counter-protesters that Planned Parenthood sent out. They were literally on the grounds in between, like behind the fence on the grounds of Planned Parenthood and wearing their Planned Parenthood T-shirts and holding their Planned Parenthood signs. They just stood there silently the whole time. You know, they just wanted to be, you know, in the pictures for the media. But you know what that told me, T? Planned Parenthood is scared.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time that Planned Parenthood decided to organize counter-protesters against these whack
jobs? When was the last time the White House was forced to answer questions about Planned Parenthood, even though, of course, they're pushing it aside? When was the last time you had all of this press coverage? Granted, some of it is biased, yeah, but a lot of press coverage on this.
When was the last time that you had to hear that Hillary Clinton had to say that the videos were disturbing? I mean, she still supported Planned Parenthood, but said she found the videos disturbing.
Right.
That's telling, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're scared. They know they're in a corner here, and we have got to keep the feet to the fire out there in Washington. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see if there's a government shutdown over this. They're starting to talk that way.
Yeah, they talked about that. I saw that this morning. And so that's why I'm going to be bringing Janet on early. You have to read these testimonies, Annie. You and Matt have to have Janet on from Silent No More to talk about this, because I'm looking at 17 pages of quotes. What they did is because of their concern for, obviously, women who've experienced an abortion, gone through an abortion at a Planned Parenthood facility, a lot of them signed these consent forms and didn't even know what they were doing. I mean, there's so much here. Anyway, we're almost out of time, so I just wanted to say quickly, let me know what's coming up on the show this week, and then we could talk more about this on Monday. But go ahead. I don't want to cut you off because I'd like to continue, but we've got a ton of stuff to get through. So
go
ahead.
I get it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I totally understand. Well, I'll shoot Janet an email and get her on sometime next week. I'm looking forward. Can you believe it's August already?
No, I don't want to talk about it. La, 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 I can't hear you.
Well, because of that, we'll be talking. I just confirmed Father James Kubicki from the Apostleship of Prayer will be joining us on Monday to discuss the Holy Father's prayer intentions. And we'll have Devin Rose and you, of course, on Monday as well.
Look forward to it.
Annie, thanks for all your hard work and for emceeing the rally. I think that's an amazing thing. That actually, those rallies got a ton of coverage, too, which I was glad to see. So we're just going to keep talking about it. You can't shut up.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Good luck
Amen.
Trying, right?
Right,
all right,
exactly.
Listen, you have a great weekend. Give that adorable gush of your baby, Roma, a kiss from Auntie T and Uncle Dom. And we'll talk to you on a Monday. Thanks, honey.
All right. Sounds good, T. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks. You too. We're going to break, and we come back. We'll play about a minute and a half of the video that we mentioned that came out yesterday after we got off the air. Andrew has given us a very important portion of it. We can't play the whole thing because it's too long, but we can give you a flavor if you haven't had a chance to watch it. I would highly encourage you to do that. And again, we've got all kinds of information on our various web pages. AveMariaRadio.net has a whole section on our homepage dedicated to this. But when we come back, Janet Morana, who called me very early this morning and told me about these testimonies, we're going to share some of these quotes. And we'll also talk about what else is being done to help men and women who are post-abortive but haven't gone through healing to let people know there is help available. 877-573-7825. Also joining us this morning will be Dan Burke. This will be a very important follow-up to Janet's interview and your phone calls, because Dan and I have been talking about the importance of pilgrimage. And what my husband said to me as I was trying to fall asleep last night is very, very true, is that we have to take time to get away, not to ignore what's going on, but to remember that we have to do what we have to do, and then we have to put it in the hands of God. Otherwise, it can really affect your peace. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm blessed that I have a deacon for a husband who's a holy man and helps keep me centered. But Dan Burke is going to give us some really good advice on this in light of the story, but also in understanding the importance of taking a pilgrimage, whether it's a short pilgrimage for a few hours or a longer pilgrimage for a couple of days or a few weeks. It's a Friday morning. You're listening to Catholic Connection. It's a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN. Join in on the conversation, 877-573-7825. We'll be right back.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile. 5% of your mobile plan price goes to a pro-life or Catholic charity at no additional cost to you. More information can be found at CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
This Ave Maria radio program is underwritten in part by Visiting Angels. Many people are wondering how they can care for older family members who cannot fully care for themselves. Visiting Angels provides compassionate home visits even up to 24 hours per day, and you may select your caregiver. Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Their caregivers provide help in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Visiting Angels is online at visitingangels.com. Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Tired of expensive and immoral health insurance? CMF Curo is the first of its kind Catholic healthcare sharing experience. It's affordable, Christ-centered healthcare and is faithful to church teachings. It provides access to medical care that protects your religious liberty and respects the gospel of life. Live your faith, choose life, and join CMF Curo today. CMF Curo empowers families to experience Christ in their healthcare. Alleluia. That's CMFCURO.com.
Building the apostolate of the laity and leading in the new evangelization. Ave Maria Radio joins EWTN in spearheading the recovery of the American Catholic identity and equipping all Catholics to take co-responsibility for Christ's Church.
You remember the day you first laid eyes on her. They handed you the keys and you drove back home for everyone to admire. And although the memories have been made, it's time to pass the torch to someone else. Consider donating your vehicle to Ave Maria Radio. Even if it's not running, we'll take care of everything from pickup to your tax receipt. Just call 866-628-CARS to show you just how easy it is to donate. That's 866-628-CARS. And mention Ave Maria Radio.
877-573-7825. Catholic Connection, it's a Friday morning, 16 minutes past the hour now, kind of shifting gears a bit. We want to concentrate on the story that continues to develop. Janet Moran called me very early this morning. Of course, she's a co-founder of the Silent No More Awareness Campaign and the executive director of Priests for Life, also co-host of Defending Life on EWTN and co-host with me on the Catholic View for Women. The Silent No More Awareness Campaign has been gathering experiences at Planned Parenthood clinics, experiences of women who've had abortions at Planned Parenthood facilities. And they put together brief statements from women of the Silent No More Awareness Campaign. More statements, they're saying, and the stories of abortion experiences can be found at the website silentnomoreawareness.org. Let me read to you this one particularly chilling quote from Christy from North Carolina, and then we'll play the video, the fourth video that was released yesterday, or a portion of the video, the fourth video released yesterday by the Center for Medical Progress. This is Christy from North Carolina. I had a botched abortion in Atlanta's Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. The doctor left the dead baby inside of me, and I needed immediate medical attention. For the health of women, please defund Planned Parenthood. All right, we're going to play just a couple of minutes, probably about 2 minutes, of the video released yesterday by the Center for Medical Progress, which had itself embedded in Planned Parenthood for nearly 30 months, investigating alleged illegal activity.
I feel like if you're talking to other Planned Parenthoods, we sort of all have to be on the same page,
right?
Almost to the point where we have to disclose to each other that we're all doing this. So if anyone gets called out or runs with it, that we're all like, oh, I didn't know you were doing this. Oh, I'm doing this too. Oh, you know, we have to be... I think we have to be coordinated with
each other. To keep the story straight.
Yeah. Well, and to make sure that we're all saying the same thing.
Right.
And that the CEOs are all saying the same thing.
Right. I think the resistance that I have felt is from people that, yes, they want to do it, but they don't understand that doing it right can be easy, just with getting the attorneys on board, having, I mean, we all know that for example, compensation. I want to come in and pay you top dollar for because I know what you're going to be facing, and I want you to be happy. I want to make sure our suppliers are happy. So compensation, okay, your cost is negligent. So it could look like we're paying you for a specimen. So let's talk about it correctly. Mm-hmm. We all know that, yes, that's what we're doing.
Processing and time. And
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, I am paying you, but how we're talking about it out there in the public square.
Are the other Planned Parenthoods doing this through research, or are they just doing it as a standalone contract?
Right.
Because... Mm-hmm. Even though we're doing it through research, if it comes up that someone else is just doing it as a business sort of venture.
Well, I don't know, even know what to say after listening to that. Janet Miranda is on the phone with me. Janet, you've been in the thick of this since this whole thing, or actually even before the videos were revealed, because I know wonderful organizations like Priests for Life and Operation Rescue and others have been working with the Center for Medical Progress behind the scenes, helping them as they work to uncover what's happening at Planned Parenthood. Your reaction to this latest video. Good morning. Thanks for joining us early.
Good morning. Well, you know, Teresa, like you just said, I'm not surprised. I've known this all along. We've known this back when Mark Crutcher, Life Dynamics, almost a decade ago, first broke the story about showing Priceless for selling baby body parts. But it was through him and Troy Newman and David that they basically decided to let David was willing to go behind the scenes and really get them saying what we knew was happening anyway. So this is the first time like we have the goods on them, so to speak. And to be honest, I know with the women of Selma and Moore, this is traumatizing. Those who have even gone through healing, but this is now ripping a scab off, like some of them are telling me, and like more pus is coming out. Like they're just dealing more with this. Like they named their baby, they thought it was resolved, and now seeing these videos with those little pieces of the children and listening to them describe that, oh, here's the liver, here's the heart, like, it's very traumatizing, Teresa, because, you know, the abortion clinic, as you know, I've been sending you some of these testimonies, that just the Planned Parenthood ones, you know, there's thousands mm-hmm. on our website, but we've been focusing in on the ones who actually had their abortions in Planned Parenthood. And they've always told, it's just a clump of cells, it's no big deal, it's have the abortion, da-da-da-da, go back to work tomorrow. And now hearing this, and then, you know, there's always that wondering. You know, when they go through a Rachel's Vineyard retreat, and as you know, as St. John Paul II said, you entrust your child to the Lord, right? You entrust your child to the Lord. And it's said so beautifully in Evangelium Vitae, but now this is creating a new haunting of what did happen to my baby. You see what I'm trying to say? Like,
right.
It's a whole new wonder of, was my baby, did this happen to my baby? You mean that's what happened? The baby was put... like the remains to a strainer, and they sat with a petri dish picking out parts of my baby. Like, this is horrible. It's traumatizing. And
how many women were even told it was a baby, though, Jen?
Oh, they weren't. First of all, they never used the word baby. Never, ever, ever. As a matter of fact, Patricia Sandoval, who I've had on our Defending Life program at EWTN, she's the former Planned Parenthood worker, and she said they were told, never, ever, ever say the word baby. Call it an it. Don't even say that it's a fetus. They wanted her to just call it an it. It will be okay. It, your problem will be taken care of. We will remove the tissue. They don't want to even admit that it's a baby, you know. That, and they, this is how they instruct the workers. And, you know, it's just really terrible. The lies, the lies, the lies. And you think with ultrasound, you know, as like I've said before, that they could not get away with this. But they do because... you know, they still think, when you think about this, you know, most women don't go to the doctor now until they're at least, you know, 7-8 weeks pregnant. And those very early ultrasounds, as you know, it's a very tiny, tiny to see in a little blip. You know, so a lot of people don't see ultrasounds very, very early in their pregnancy. And so, therefore, you know, they're still saying, oh, look, it's just tissue. It's just cells. You know, it's no big deal. Matter of fact, I can tell you, Teresa, women who were told, so what they do is, they take the wand, first of all. When you go to an abortion clinic and they do an ultrasound, they're doing it just to see how big the baby is so they know what procedure to do to kill it, basically. But in the very, very early weeks of your pregnancy, they will take that wand over your stomach and they'll put it in a different part of the uterus where it's empty because the baby's only tiny yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go to your OBGYN and you're wanting to find out how wonderful I'm pregnant, well, they're zeroing in and showing you the baby. But in the abortion clinic, they just move it a little bit over to the emptier part of your uterus and saying, see, just sell. You see what I'm saying? So they're still able to deceive and to lie to the women. It's terrible.
You gave me this morning 17 pages of very powerful quotes. I read the one from the first one, which I thought was very telling, Christy, from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right.
Are you concerned that now there has to be, and we're going up against a break, so I'm going to give you the last minute and a half to wrap this up before we take some calls, but are you concerned that, I'm sure this is one of the reasons you're doing this, that there's going to be now another resurgence of emotions, obviously, on the part of, and these are women and men who've gone through post-abortive healing that you're in contact with.
That's right. Well, see, and that's what we're encountering. Matter of fact, we're going to have a special phone call on Tuesday night for our regional coordinators where we're going to be dealing with this. And I'm going to be coordinating, too, I think, a special webinar people in post-abortion ministries because there's those who have already gone through healing that has been proved, and then those who, this is first scratching the surface for them, that they even haven't made the step. So we've got a lot to talk about, Teresa. I know we have to go to break, but we're here to help.
That's right. We're here to help, and we'll have information. SaltNoMoreAwareness.org. Janet Morana is the co-founder, executive director of Priests for Life, my co-host on the Catholic View for Women on EWTN, and also, of course, a co-host of Defending Life. 877-573-7825. We'll be right back.
Republicans, Democrats, no matter which political party is in office, there are always investment opportunities to be found. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds won't compromise the moral beliefs of its investors. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. The portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and moral values. Call toll-free 866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com.
Schwartz Investment Counsel, Inc., a registered investment advisor established in 1980, serves as an investment advisor. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. To obtain performance through the most recent month-end and a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
Myler & Zipka, Certified Public Accountants, is proud to support Ave Maria Radio Programming. Myler & Zipka offer great services to WDEO listeners in Metro Detroit for all of your accounting and tax needs. Call Ken Zipka and let him know you appreciate him helping to keep Catholic Radio alive in this area. Ken can be reached at 734-930-5500. That's 734-930-5500. Or on the web at mspccpa.com.
Ave Maria Radio wants to be at the Sweetest Heart of Mary Pierogi Festival on Saturday and Sunday, August 8 and 9, but we really need volunteers. And soon. If you've never been to the Pierogi Festival, you're in for a real treat. Great Polish food, music, dancing, games, raffles, and just plain fun. If you'd like to help, call Susan Pilarski at 734-692-5739 and call soon or go to volunteer at AveMariaRadio.net.
As a 17-year-old teenager, I walked into a Planned Parenthood office for relief of the overwhelming shame of being pregnant. I was 5 feet tall with short dark hair, using my 18-year-old friend's ID with her picture. She was 5'6", long blonde hair. Guess what? They didn't even notice, even question it. I was put in line with the others and escorted out the back door after my abortion. It was only the start of a lifelong regret of the choice I made. So now Planned Parenthood, this is another testimony from the testimony that Silent No More is gathering from women who've gone through healing. Now they're hearing all this about Planned Parenthood, they're sharing their experiences with the organization again. And we're hearing how wonderful Planned Parenthood is, how all they care about is the women's health, and how they're so careful and how they dot their I's and cross their T's with everything. Yeah, and as I always say, I'm the new Queen of England. Janet Marana is on with us from Silent No More, Catholic View, and Defending Life and Priesthood Life. Janet, we've got 17 pages. We'll be using these quotes and talking about this as the weeks continue and as the undercover videos continue. But I want to get to the phones because we do have quite a few calls. And we have some men calling, which I think is great, who are concerned about this. 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. Frank from Indianapolis. Let me go to Frank first. He's been holding for a while. Frank, thank you for your patience. What's your question?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, hello?
Yes, you're there. Go ahead. Here. You're on. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. My question was about, well, Planned Parenthood has ads out on several local television stations, and they have a lady on there saying that if it wasn't for Planned Parenthood, that she wouldn't have discovered her breast cancer, and that they're there for life to help them forever. But I also remember that you said something about that they don't actually, they just do referrals, and that at that clinic they don't do the mammograms. So I just hope that you keep continue to tell people about it, because that way they don't. Because I think the commercial is just a lie.
You're right. It absolutely is. I mean, this is their spin, Frank. This is what they have to do. They have to claim they're doing such wonderful work. Now, they do not do mammograms. I mean, you can even call up and say, look, my mom or my sister or my girlfriend wants to come in and schedule a mammogram. And they'll, because I've done this. When the whole Susan G. Komen thing broke a couple of years ago, just for the heck of it, I got out the Yellow Pages and I called around in the Detroit area and called several Planned Parenthood facilities and asked about coming in to do a mammogram. They said, oh, no, we don't do that, but we're happy to help you get, and we'll get a referral for you. And so you're right. Not that it would make a difference if they did do that, because it would not justify the other things that they do, that is being the number one abortion provider in the country, but they have this whole facade about being this wonderful organization that all they do is care about women. So, Janet, I'll let you pick up and follow up with that.
Yeah, well, and the other thing, Frank, is the very things that they do help to create breast cancer in
exactly.
women, abortion, and giving out the birth control pills.
Right. So they're keeping themselves in business. This is what they're doing. You know,
right.
And this is the thing that's so sad to me, that Susan G. Komen still supports Planned Parenthood, even after that whole controversy a few years ago, because basically these women with really an intent to help, women who've suffered from breast cancer, you know, they're going out there thinking they're doing good because they want to raise awareness. They're trying to let people know about concerns over breast cancer and all the women who you know, are diagnosed with breast cancer. But here is Susan G. Komen, supposedly so concerned about researching breast cancer, but refusing for the most part to acknowledge, or they don't acknowledge the connection between abortion and breast cancer. They do sometimes in some of their research, it's buried in some of their comments on their website, they do recognize a slight connection, which it's a huge connection, between the birth control pill and breast cancer. So it's just so huge, it's so ugly, it's so intertwined. But thanks for your call. Okay, Ron from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, what's your question?
Good morning.
Are you there? Good morning.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank you ladies for keeping this issue out in the front. But it horrifies me that our politicians stand behind this. It is quite evident that we have a Holocaust going on here in our country. And I know that these politicians are supposed to defend the American public, but I can't understand how people can turn their head when we have somebody that says Margaret Sanger is her hero on public on a television several years ago.
Because people don't know. That's the problem, Ron. That's why we have to keep talking about it, because people don't. I bet you if you went up to the average person on the street and asked who Margaret Sanger was, they wouldn't even know. They don't even know what... what these politicians are talking about, but go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's why I keep calling this a modern-day Holocaust. And I will not surrender my point of view or the terminology I use because it's not politically correct. I just think it's horrific that people accept this.
Right.
And I believe what you said about your husband, the deacon, you need to take a pilgrimage so you can refocus and re-energize yourself through the grace of God and continue this fight, because it's going to get pretty ugly now, and they're going to do everything they can to lie about every point of view that we bring out about this. Well, ladies, I will continue to pray for you, and I thank you for everything that you do.
Janet. I have one quick comment, and there's something you can do immediately. The Senate on Monday is going to vote on a measure to defund Planned Parenthood temporarily while an investigation begins. So in other words, they want to stop the $1.5 million daily that goes to Planned Parenthood until they could, this can be investigated further. There's a good 8 to 10 senators that are on the fence. So what we're asking everyone to do is call your U.S. senator's office. You can call it in the district office and tell them, we want you to vote Monday to defend Planned Parenthood. Vote Monday to defend Planned Parenthood, especially if they get calls in their district office back home. Very important that everyone call your U.S. senators and say, please vote to defund Planned Parenthood on Monday. Even if you think they're going to vote the right way, call again. They log these phone calls down. They pay attention. And this is a chance, Teresa, where we can really make some progress. That's right.
I had an email yesterday from one of our listeners here in Michigan who called, emailed Debbie Stabenow's office, who's one of our senators here in Michigan, and she got the typical response, and she's very much in support of abortion and Planned Parenthood and the whole thing. And I said, well, we knew she'd respond that way, but you have to understand they're keeping track of the calls and the emails, so it's really important that you did contact her office.
And that's right. So people in Michigan should be flooding her office with phone calls and tell them, we're going to be watching your vote on this issue, and this will depend whether we vote for you again in office. We'll vote you out. So then turn up the volume right now. This is where everybody can get involved, Teresa.
That's right.
Can call all. I mean, we're going to call the pro-abort senators here in New York and New Jersey. Don't you worry. We're going to call them and tell them our opinion. You got to. You know?
That's right. All right, we've got Amy in Atlanta, but Amy, if you could hold because we're going up against a break. Now, Janet, are you going to make these testimonies available to people in case they want to share them?
Sure. Yeah, what we're doing right now, so everyone understands, is most of the women have very, very long testimonies. So the ones who have done them at Planned Parenthood, we're just pulling out a few sentences so that you can just have quotes. And I'm working on them now. I'm going to get something up on our website with a special link to this, just this document. And what I'm going to encourage everyone to do is get them out on social media. Talk about this. These are the voices of experience. These are the people who were maltreated, bad medicine, harmed in Planned Parenthood, and we need to get their stories out.
We'll be right back. Amy, you're up next from Atlanta, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825, silentnomoreawareness.org. Remember, help is available. I can't even imagine what so many people who have not gone through healing, who've had abortions or helped procure one, are going through right now. SilentNoMoreAwareness.org. We'll be right back.
Did you know you can study theology, philosophy, and pastoral ministry at Detroit's Sacred Heart Major Seminary? Many students attend Sacred Heart because of its academic excellence. You'll be challenged to high levels of accomplishment by expert professors who teach from the heart of the church. Many students attend Sacred Heart because of their interest in the new evangelization. You will learn to proclaim and defend Catholic truth with new methods and new vigor to an increasingly secularized world. Sacred Heart's campus in the heart of the city, it's easy to reach from all major freeways. Evening classes, online courses, and satellite courses this fall term at Our Lady of Good Counsel in Plymouth work well with your personal schedule. Learn more at study@sacredheart.com, including our wide choice of programs. But hurry, application deadline for fall is August 14th. Classes start September 8th. That's study@sacredheart.com. study@sacredheart.com.
Come join the solemn rites at historic Assumption Grotto Parish in Detroit on the Feast of the Assumption, Saturday, August 15th. The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass will be offered throughout the day. There will also be confessions, processions, including one by candlelight, consecrations, stations of the cross, rosary recitations, and the blessing of herbs and religious items. Also available are an Italian dinner and shuttle service. Pilgrimage buses welcome. Call 313-372-0762.
This Ave Maria radio program is underwritten in part by Visiting Angels. Many people are wondering how they can care for older family members who cannot fully care for themselves. Visiting Angels provides compassionate home visits even up to 24 hours per day, and you may select your caregiver. Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home.
Their caregivers provide help in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Visiting Angels is online at visitingangels.com. Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
A775-7375. Continuing our coverage on the Center for Medical Progress and their undercover videos. And there's so many angles to this story, Janet, I can't even begin. I mean, from a reporter's perspective, just the whole area of exposing this now, and women and men seeing this who have not gone through healing. And so there is another website you want to give us, correct?
Yes. You know, because everyone listening might know someone who's feeling pain about all this. AbortionForgiveness.com. That's AbortionForgiveness.com. It's embedded in our Silent No More website. And what we've created here, Teresa, is the largest search engine to find healing in your area. If you put in your zip code, it will show you where's the nearest Rachel's Vineyard, where are the pregnancy centers that have an abortion recovery program, and where are the Christian counselors closest to me where I can seek help. So, again, abortionforgiveness.com, because what we know, this is like ripping off a scab to an old wound, and a lot of people are going to need more healing, those who've gone through healing, and for many others, they're first coming to grips with the fact of dealing with their abortion.
And so who's there to pick up the pieces and to help these people, these troubled souls, heal?
Not
Planned
Parenthood.
All right, let's go to Amy, who's been patiently holding from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Amy. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, ladies. I want to reiterate what Ron said. Thank you so very much for all you do, keeping this in the forefront and keeping us informed. I subscribe to Online Crisis Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really great article today by Dale Alquist called The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And it's, of course, about the outrage at the killing of a lion and the lack of outrage of what's happening to these babies. And I just want to read one very short sentence that he says. He quotes Chesterton a whole lot.
Of course, I love Dale. We know Dale from his great work with the Chesterton Society and all of his work with EWTN. Go ahead.
Chesterton says that if there is one thing worse than the modern weakening of major morals, it's the modern strengthening of minor morals. It's a really wonderful article.
Wow.
It supports everything that you both are saying. We outrage about these minor little things, but when it comes to killing of our children, it's not such a big deal. Let's sweep it under the rug.
And this whole thing with the lion, there is now an investigation being called for by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to see if the killing of Cecil was a part, and I'm reading right from a Reuters report, a news report, part of a conspiracy to violate U.S. laws against illegal wildlife trading. Okay, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this investigation. That's fine. I think it what they should fine. But really, the government is willing to launch an investigation into the death of a lion in Zimbabwe, and the White House is coming right out. Yesterday, Josh Earnest said, we're not going to look at this. These are just highly edited videos. We're not going there. Now, anyway,
Teresa,
thanks.
Like,
go ahead. Was that Amy or... go ahead, Amy.
This is Amy, yeah. I'm Italian. Maybe it's in our blood, but like you, I just... it's on my mind, like I can't let go of it, and it upsets me. I've not, praise God, ever been faced with an abortion or anything like that, but this just is unbelievable.
Doesn't it just get your Italian up, Amy, beyond belief?
Right.
I mean, as I said to my husband,
this is Janet. Listen, Amy, call your U.S. senator and tell him to vote money to fund Planned Parenthood. There's a positive step you can take, okay?
Listen to you guys. I thank you for that. I'm going to tell everybody I know via email and social media to do this. Thank you.
Okay. God bless.
Right, Amy. Thanks. Ciao, Bella. Stay strong. Okay, Jane calling from Illinois on line one. Hi, Jane. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thank you. Okay, I have a brother and a sister-in-law who give money to Planned Parenthood. Now, my brother is a former priest. He knows better, you know, but... and I understand he's a good person, but he has a lot of compassion for those who are unfortunate. Now, I'm assuming that's why he thinks he needs to, give money to Planned Parenthood. But anyhow, my question is, anytime we're together and any of us bring up Planned Parenthood. My sister-in-law will say, well, I know, but they do so much good. I want to know how to answer that question. Is there anything, and I know I hate Planned Parenthood, and I am not for it, and this whole thing sickens me, but what can I say? I mean, do they do any type of service for women that I can say, well, they can go elsewhere and have this done?
They can go to, listen to me, Jane, first of all, there's a whole ton of information you can share, and why in the world, and this is a question that my producer Andrew just mentioned, why give to a place, first of all, that is the largest abortion provider in the nation, not to mention most likely the world. Secondly, they get so much government money. $1.5 million a day. What are you giving to them for? And look at the evil that is done. I mean, this is insane. I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, but Teresa, too, you know, challenge her, too, because they just repeat sound bites. Oh, they do so much good. Okay, what kind of good are you referring to? Very often when people have these cocktail party conversations, they spout out this rhetoric they hear on the news. Oh, they do so much good. Okay, name some of the good. Now, if she tells you that some of them give these shots, you know, for babies, you know, kids, they can get their vaccinations there. Well, they can get their vaccinations at any hospital, at any well-care clinic. They don't have to go to Planned Parenthood
or the community health centers, because this is what's happening with this legislation that they're voting on Monday, and we all need to be calling our senators. Legislation will do, if it passes, it will take the money from Planned Parenthood and give the money to community health centers, which do everything that Planned Parenthood supposedly does in terms of the services, except for the abortions.
Right.
Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, very often people are just blindly repeating the rhetoric they hear on the 6 o'clock news. So you've got to redirect her to specifically what you're talking about and then do what Teresa just said. Show them, no. Here's places where they can still get those services, but you don't have to give your money to the killing center that's killing the babies, you know?
Well, the thing is, this whole idea of the ends justifying the means, this is an organization that is the largest abortion provider, something to the tune of 330,000+ abortions a year. So whatever else they do, to me, that shouldn't even be in the picture. And that's just my personal opinion. All right, Jane, thanks. 877-573-7825. Janet, we are out of time, but really appreciate you giving us more time this morning.
Okay.
And silentnomoreawareness.org, and then the other website you mentioned for forgiveness to help someone with
abortionforgiveness.com, and put in your zip code and see where the nearest place is for help. And I'm going to be putting later today up on Priest for Life and Silent No More right on our homepage. These testimonies, just the soundbite ones, a few sentences that you can start getting out on social media, because we've got to get the truth out, and everyone, please call your U.S. senators, get that on Facebook, get everyone to do it.
Keep talking about it. Keep
That's
posting
right.
articles. Keep spreading the news. Janet, thanks. All your calls, thank you very much. And Dan Burke is going to explain to us how we keep our peace through all this. He is the head of the Avila Institute for Spiritual Direction, author, speaker, and also, of course, with the National Catholic Register and EWTN. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Pope Francis has called for a community of missionary disciples, and in Ann Arbor, Michigan, he has one. It's called ID 916. Hi, I'm Peggy Stanton. Join me and my guests, Pete Burak and Debbie Herbeck, as we discuss how young adults are becoming intentional disciples, this Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio.
The Ave Maria Communications Guild invites you to activate your faith. Come celebrate our Father's merciful love with celebrant Father Ben Ludke at the Sunday Mass honoring God, the Father of all mankind, Sunday, August 2nd at St. Lawrence of Utica Catholic Church. Refreshments and fellowship next door at the Knights of Columbus Hall following the liturgy. For more information, call 248-312-6554. Don't miss the Dearborn Area Right to Life Focus on Life Dinner Thursday, August 6th at O'Kelly Banquet Hall in Dearborn. Guest speaker Ms. Trayvon Clifton will share her experience of conversion to the pro-life mentality. To reserve your place, call 313-274-6237. You can find many more events and entries through your own events at our website, AveMariaRadio.net. To become a member of the Guild, call 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I'm Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, on top of Mount Tabor, Jesus Christ revealed to his apostles and to us not only his divinity, but the true origins and destiny of the human person.
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 on 990 WDEO, Ave Maria Radio.
We're wrapping up an hour already. It's been a pretty fiery hour, starting out with Annie Mitchell talking about her passion for this issue regarding Planned Parenthood. And then we had Janet Morana on for two extra segments because of the 17 pages of testimonies that Lemoore Awareness has put together from women, poster board of women who have had healing but are going through a lot more now that they've seen some of these horrible undercover videos from the Center for Medical Progress. And so I mentioned at the top of the hour, in the midst of the conversation, how important it is for us to make sure that we have our peace, that we don't lose our peace. Not that the righteous anger is a bad thing, but that there are times when we need to get away and have that time with God to refocus, to re-energize. And that's what Dan Burke and I have been talking about the last couple of weeks. And all I got to say, Dan, is I'm glad the weekend's here.
Yeah, it's been a rough week. I mean, it's really... Being in the news business sometimes is difficult, but weeks like this are heartbreaking, you know, can drive you to tears and darkness and anger over what's been revealed with Planned Parenthood. I mean, we knew it was a gruesome reality, but I think these videos have made that much more real, brought it out of concept into all the gory details, and it's just horrific. And we've really, you know, unfortunately, it's more and more a sign of our times that that the battle we face is going to rage more loudly. Of course, our brothers and sisters in the East have already, you know, the intensity of their battle has been heightened to its greatest possible extreme with the annihilation of Christianity in so many places that it's been for thousands of years. And then in the West, we're kind of at the beginning of what I think is going to be a very dark time. And so pilgrimage can be a way to break out of the noise and the constant negative that we oftentimes very necessarily must be engaged with, and find the peace and strength that we have to with God to endure it.
It is a constant balance, isn't it? Because it's not unhealthy to have a righteous anger, and I have a lot of it this week because of what continues to be unveiled here. As you said, we knew about it, but it's just kind of really making it even more real and even more, I think, if it can be any more gross. I don't know if it can, but it is a balance that we have to have, because we can't lose that fire in our belly to want to change the world and make a difference on behalf of Christ.
Well, and certainly, you know, prayer and adoration and these things which look like inactivity in the battle are actually the most powerful places in the battle, because when we draw our hearts and minds to Christ, we are then infused with his power and grace and his perspective. I think when you look at the wisdom and the cunning, if you will, and I mean that in a good way, of these good folks who've created these videos, I don't think that comes from just a purely human desire. I think that emerged out of years and years of prayer and sacrifice of the faithful, to where they had sufficient wisdom and insight to infiltrate and to properly position themselves where they could reveal, that they could shine the light on the darkness so that the world would see. And so we can't think of these things as running away or head in the sand. They're actually the place where we find power, strength, peace, and the ability to then fight the battle effectively.
That's a very good point, and I think about, you know, the David DeLaydens and all these folks working who embedded themselves in, and this is sacrificial work, Dan, because they are really, I mean, I can only imagine what they're up against in terms of spiritually for taking this on with the spiritual warfare that's associated, obviously, with the evil of abortion. But also, they must be getting threats, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the demonic is these places are demon hatches, right? These are places where the enemy has, these are strongholds of power in our world where the enemy has effectively destroyed life after life. And so when these folks enter into this battle, they must be protected by prayer. They must be protected by union with Christ, because the demonic is all around them. It's going to seek both through supernatural means and then natural means, the influence of people who are under their power. They're going to bring them to bear against these folks. And so this is, I mean, it's a very vivid example. I mean, it's the most vivid in our time in the West, I think, in my lifetime, of the bloody reality, the horrific reality of this battle. And, gosh, we so need Christ to be prepared and to strengthen us and to give us what we need to fight.
And that's why we talk about doing things like taking a pilgrimage, and whether it's a short pilgrimage, a longer pilgrimage, whatever you can do, a mini pilgrimage. For me, this weekend, we have beautiful weather in Michigan. Summer is my time. I'm going to make sure I spend ample time by the water, because that's a great peaceful area for me. I'm going to bring my Bible and my Divine Intimacy book and my Magnificat and just chill out with the Lord. And maybe a glass of wine after 5 o'clock, because it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
There you go.
but no, this is, we need to re-energize to fight that battle. That's why I'm so glad that you are ending our show with us this morning. Dan, thanks. I knew you got up real early this morning and that you're in Napa. Have a great time there. Beautiful, beautiful conference that takes place in Napa. And then we'll talk to you next week on a Friday. Thanks so much.
God bless.
All right, I want to close quickly with the prayer of St. Michael the Archangel. So, so, so important for us to pray this prayer. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O King of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl around the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Remember, God loves you, and so do we. Stay strong. Call your senators. We'll talk to you on a Monday.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Andrew Kruczek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Emmaus Health is a Catholic primary care practice conveniently located just off U.S. 23 in the Domino Farms office complex. Our mission is based on the understanding that every person is made in the image and likeness of God. We are accepting new patients of all ages. Call 734-930-4020 or visit our website at emmaushealth.org to learn more or to book an appointment. Faith-inspired, dignity-affirming health care.
The following is a message brought to you by the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan.
God the Father sent His only Son Jesus for our redemption, and He shares the Holy Spirit as His gift of love. This reveals that He is not alone, but rather one whose very nature is communal and social. Because we are made in God's image and likeness, we share this same social nature, giving us the power and strength to build relationships of faith and love. As Paul states in Romans, "I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine." As we continue on our faith journey and spread the good word of the Lord, may we make every effort to do what leads us to love and to encourage one another, so that when Jesus comes again, we can all receive the ultimate blessing, eternal life and